Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Back we are. We be back and stuff.
We be.
We be. It's slang for we are.
You know what we gotta do? We gotta like soundboard our names during the intro so we can just fool people. Yeah. When we go around.
There was a like, phone system.
And then, you know, it's like, no, she's not really here. We just got the voice on.
There was a phone system that I once used and managed, I guess. And it would have you record your intro, right? You know, hey, thanks for calling this BS corporation. My name is Dave. How can I help you?
I knew I recognized that name.
Right. And so, like, you'd be in a queue to take call center type thing, right? They're using an ACD, an automatic call distributor, to send calls to the next available agent, whatever. But, like, when the call connected, you didn't have to repeat that thing, right?
Yeah.
The QA guys used to score the reps for making sure they did the intro, right? But then automation took the intro away, and you just recorded it once when you were hired, and that was your intro as long as you did that particular job, or corporate changed what the intro is supposed to sound like, right?
I wanted to do that when I had to leave messages for people, because I leave basically the same message every time I make a phone call.
It's more difficult to do that. Well, so what you can do, of course, is grab yourself one of these micro recorders and just record, you know, the end of, you know, 90% of what you're going to say. It's basically the same thing. And then, but when you get to the voicemail, you're like, hey, this message is for Dave. And then click, hit play,
and
put that up to your microphone. The sound quality is going to change, though, from your voice talking into that microphone versus the microphone picking up whatever little tiny speaker you have on your device.
That's not how I was thinking about it, but yes, you're correct.
Yeah. There, to my knowledge, aren't automated ways to leave voice messages, like manually, like that.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't gonna say like this message is for. I was just gonna say this is Rich from, you know, please give me a call because.
Yeah.
Right, and the because is usually the same.
You should be able to do that from the desktop somehow.
There's got to be a pass through from like the recording into the microphone.
Right, yeah, you need what they call CTI, computer telephony integration. So it's something you plug into the back of your PC so that when you hit play, you have to select the right audio output, or but when you hit play, it'll pass over the phone.
Right, and I've got, you know, smaller mixers, not as big as the mixing board here, but I was like, I wonder if this will work. Because then I could run the headset, you know, my headset through the mixer, run that through the mixer.
Right.
Just run everything through the mixer.
Right, right. All right, before we go on with the third segment of tonight's program. We've already started.
Oh, okay.
We're, I don't know, 3-4 minutes into it already.
Okay, all right.
Because we've been talking about phones and crap. We have to say thank you to CH.
Bless you.
CH is a platinum, what do we call it?
Amplifier.
Yeah.
Platinum level amplifier,
which means they give $20 a month.
$25.
Wow, thanks. CH, thank you. Why would somebody decide to give Free Talk Live $25 a month? Well, we're trying to get this radio program onto more radio stations. That's where most of that money
goes.
That's the goal. We're on close to 200. We could be on 250, 300, 350, not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you like the program, the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics, the perspective we bring of freedom, liberty, peace, crypto, all the stuff we talk about, if you enjoy all of that, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It's a bit of a Patreon type of a setup. Mm-hmm. There's different levels, little perks you get for the different levels of giving. But that's not why you should contribute. You should contribute because you want to get this radio program on more radio stations and help spread the message of freedom. Thank you again, CH, for your contribution. We appreciate you. All right. We've been talking about all sorts of fun stuff. The latest thing we were talking about is this house built on the wrong lot in Hawaii. And, man, I just can't imagine what I would do in that situation. Like, I think as much as of an anarchist as I am, I would have to involve, I'd have to go get an attorney, right? I'm already involved in the state. They're suing me somehow,
yeah,
even though I'm the victim, well, right?
I mean, you're defending your property, right?
That's okay. So that's the unfortunate thing about the current situation, right? Is like, in order to be defensive, you have to involve the state,
right?
Yeah. And it's, I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm, you know, as much, I mean, as advice as I bought, give, like, don't do it. You know, you
she could have bought, I mean, the lot.
What's the alternative, though?
Violence.
Yeah, she could have bought the lot and then paid some security company to just stay on the lot and ward off any people who wandered onto her property.
Well, yeah, that's right?
But that's not practical.
And you also don't think that someone's going to build a house on your empty lot either, right? Like, this is an anomalous situation to begin with. Doesn't recall, like, oh, I need private security while I'm in California waiting for whatever to happen.
Yeah, yeah, well, the article alleged that she was just waiting out COVID so that she could figure out what she was going to do with it.
And it's not like the public security did anything. It's not like the cops drove by and went, hey, there's some new construction going on here that looks untoward. You know, didn't that lady just buy the land?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, it's a sticky wicket for the lady involved here, the victim, if you will. And it shouldn't be this difficult. You're absolutely right, Richard, pointing out that it's very easy to identify who's at fault.
Very easy.
The developer.
Yes.
They built the house on the wrong lot. That's the statement from the top of the story.
Was negligent in getting the survey done because they thought it was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's their responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so
they failed.
So first the developer, and then I would say the county.
Right? For giving out the permit?
For giving out the permit.
Okay.
Right? For not verifying that they had their information correct or that it was being built on the appropriate line.
Yeah, because, I mean, wouldn't... I'm trying to think of the steps. The county, again, don't like getting the state involved, but I would think one of the questions the county would ask is, okay, submit a copy of the survey. Right?
Right. And if they didn't, no survey, no permit, you would think, right?
Yeah.
Or how about give me the satellite coordinates, latitude and longitude of the lot.
Yep.
Right? Because, no, you can't build there.
Right.
That belongs to this lady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I care less about the county because theoretically they shouldn't exist and that part would be skipped anyway.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Right? Like someone should have done the survey. You still shouldn't need permission from the county to build something.
But it seems like there, in my mind, at least two parties here that are negligent.
Okay.
And one of those is not her.
Right.
Neither one of them.
Right. Yeah.
She's not in that mix.
And then of course you've got the
prior owner also not in that mix.
Right.
Like why they're getting dragged into this? You know that kind of happened to a buddy of mine. He like sold his pickup truck. And the new owner did not fill out the paperwork to get the title transferred over to his name.
Okay. Hmm.
And then the truck got into an accident. And like last name on record, Jew. He's like, I sold that truck like a year ago, man.
Right,
I got nothing to do with this.
Right.
Oh, but your name is on the record, so we're gonna need your insurance. I was like, now he's got to go dig out like the bill of sale and proof that he sold the truck. And the other guy totally at fault, right, for not doing the government paperwork to take ownership of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody got dragged into it.
I had something similar happen. It was the city of Seattle. I had bought a Volkswagen Rabbit for my then girlfriend to use.
Easter car.
Hoppy.
Was it a Volkswagen Rabbit?
It was. It was what do we call it? What's the word? A pastel blue.
Ooh.
You know. So anyway, and we broke up. So like, you know, I wasn't going to let her keep the car. She didn't have any money to buy it. So
all right.
I got the car back. And I sold it. Right? I put an ad on the little, you know, local. This is before Craigslist or whatever. Right. So
in the newspaper.
Yeah, in the, we call it the thrifty nickel, right? This is a
penny savers.
A newspaper savers. Just for used cars, okay. That would be distributed at your local convenience store for all of you ancient people out there who remember this type of thing.
They still have convenience stores.
So anyway, of course I did a bill of sale, signed the title over, but like even before cameras were in your phone, I took a photo of it, right, at the time of selling.
Hopefully
right?
A Polaroid so you could verify that.
No, I had to get it developed. It was on a, you know, an old 110 camera. You know, I think, yeah, I had to go take it to the photo mat. No, actually, it was a drugstore.
Okay.
And have the pictures developed. And luckily, like, you could see, you know, yeah. The signature and who it was. And, like, we put our licenses down and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, but basically I got a letter that was like, hey, we're fining you for abandoning your vehicle. Like, because I guess the guy bought it, drove it around for a while, never did any of the, you know, the government paperwork, still had the license plates that were on it from whenever I had it, right? Sticker now expired, all that kind of fun stuff. And so they're sending me this thing, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You know, send them a copy of the photo. And I'm like, yeah, sold this thing on, you know, like, I don't know, 6 months before the alleged incident happened. So, you know, go F yourself. They left me alone after that. So
I would also suggest that with them coming after you, you would have some sort of civil claim against the new owner, right, for any damage or cost incurred during that process.
For not jumping through the state's hoops of ownership registration or something? I mean
he's costing you time and energy,
yeah.
Right, because the state's not coming after you.
Yeah.
That's not your fault. That's his fault.
Yeah.
So if you could put a monetary amount on your time and energy.
$1 million.
Whatever it is. I'm not saying it's $1 million. Right, yeah. But whatever it is, like, he should be liable for that to you. Just like the developer should be liable for whatever costs and time and energy incurred by this property owner, right, for everything that she's going to have to go through to get this sorted, because they won't take responsibility.
Have either of you been mistaken for something you're not?
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
I got arrested once, and they ran my fingerprints, and they said, your fingerprints came back and matched that of an illegal Guatemalan refugee, and they were going to deport me.
Wow.
I don't think, like, I'm looking at you like, could he be Guatemalan? Could I mistake him for Guatemalan?
I mean, when they said it, like, the first thought that went to my mind was like, man, if I get to Guatemala, this is going to be a great story of how I get back. Right? And then, you know, this is like 3 o'clock in the morning, and they call the INS guy to, like, interview me.
Yeah. Mm.
Right, and he's like, you know, occupation, like cult leader. Which is true. It's true. This is like the radio studio with the most amount of heads of religious organizations, and I'm one of them. He's like, enough of that BS, right? Mm-hmm. And then they tried to hang me up because I didn't know the name of the hospital that I was born in. Oh, like, do you know the name of the hospital you were born in?
I do, yeah.
I do, yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. I don't. I never cared. Like, why would I carry that information with me?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's common knowledge. Everyone knows what hospital they were born. I'm like, clearly
no,
not, man. Like,
no, not everyone.
That's a dumb question on whether or not I get deported or not, don't you think?
Yeah. Right, so you're mistaken for a Guatemalan refugee. What were
you? I don't have anything interesting like that, unfortunately.
I get this all the time. Most recently, I was at a restaurant having some dinner just by myself, but I'm at a bar, so it's like there's a bunch of people in there. And this guy sits down next to me or whatever, and he's talking to his wife or girlfriend or whatever. And at some point, he looks over and he's like, oh, you look like one of them Harley Davidson people. What kind of Harley do you have? And I, of course, I don't own a motorcycle. I really don't even know how to ride one very well. Like, the last time I tried, I was very young and, like, I fell off a bunch. It was a Husqvarna dirt bike, you know, kind of a thing. Like, I didn't get injured or anything. But, like, you know, I wouldn't trust me on one at this point. Like, if I were to get one, I'd need to go take a rider's course, right, and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, I'm like, yeah, well, I don't even own a motorcycle. In fact, I get that a lot, so it's totally cool. He's like, oh, I, you know, like, he thought he had offended me, and so he didn't. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't even own a motorcycle. I just look like this.
I used to get that too, and then I'm gonna go jump on my moped and putter away.
they look a little less incredulous, right? Because the look they give you when they're like, you look like you and you don't own a motorcycle. Wow, my stereotypes are really off, right? You know what I mean? They're like questioning their own mind about why did I make that assumption about this particular man, right? They feel a lot better when I tell them I'm a heavy metal musician. They're like, oh, okay, that makes
different stereotypes.
Right, yeah. So, like, now I've shifted.
That would have been my second guess, right?
Yeah.
I will also say this. On my moped, before I got one that was souped up, my buddy did have a Harley.
Wait, you can get a souped-up moped?
Oh, dude, the moped that I have right now, if I went and fixed it, I've done 85, maybe 90.
Wow.
We should start a moped gang.
We should call it the Two-Stroke Bandits, because that's been in my head for years.
I think you've mentioned that to me once before.
The Two-Stroke, whatever. Okay. But anyway, I raced my buddy on his Harley, and I beat him like, from point A to point B. I got the whole shot. You know, he passed me. I beat him on the curb. He passed me on the straightaway.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had to, like, dip into some sets of cars to make our turn to get to the restaurant. And he dipped in early, and I, like, smoked all the cars and pulled in.
Nice.
Have you ever mistaken a large group of people for something they're not?
Without sounding racist?
I mean, you do you, bro.
Okay.
Like, I'm not gonna judge very much.
All right.
Maybe a little. Well, I mean, and like this next story could be viewed through racist glasses for certain. The internet is roasting a Michigan representative for mistaking the Gonzaga basketball team buses for illegal invaders.
Oh.
Not a March Madness fan, are you?
What was it about the bus? Like, why is it? I mean,
there are three. They have a photo, and in this photo are three what look like regular coach buses.
Yeah.
You know, they're not marked. They're not Greyhound. They're not. You know, they're completely unmarked.
If it's a tournament, there's a bunch of teams busing in players, right? Yeah, no, I've seen the photo.
Correct.
Yeah. But my point is, like, why is the Gonzaga basketball team being singled out when, you know, in theory, there's teams from 63-64 schools busing in place.
Right. It's probably just bad timing. You know,
okay.
That's the one
that they saw.
Yeah, that's the one they
saw. We're all, this is the last in line of the train of buses.
My theory is that this guy is a bit racist and jumped to a conclusion that you know he probably shouldn't have.
But, this is those unmarked buses that the Texas guy's sending up here.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
The Sweet 16 kicks off today. This is from a couple of days ago, anyway, March 28th. So it kicked off with teams from around the country flying to the site of their next matchups. The Midwest region games are taking place at Little Caesars Arena. Little Caesars has an arena.
Nice.
In Detroit. That's where they're founded.
Okay.
They're founded in Detroit, Michigan. Which means that Tennessee, Creighton, Purdue, and Gonzaga are all headed to the Motor City for their shot at making the Elite Eight. But apparently one Michigan State representative didn't get the memo. And he panicked when he saw buses at the airport.
Oh, no.
Dun-dun. Buses at the airport. Oh, no.
How big is a basketball team? You need three buses. There's only like 12 players.
Well, okay, but you got to have
all
like
the coaches.
All the coaches.
It's like two or three coaches.
Equipment guys.
The equipment guy, the ball boy.
We're up to like 19 or 20.
The referees.
And these are, the referees don't come with this team bus.
And these are big dudes, man. They need room to stretch out. You know?
Three buses
for 20 guys?
They are college kids, so they probably got to have like hookers and blow in one of the buses.
Oh, yeah, there's that too.
All right. I don't know.
So like, now we're getting there. Happens.
I'm not.
There were no hookers and blow when I went there, as far as I know. I was not invited to those parties. Yeah. We had a root beer kegger.
I didn't go to college, so I never found out for sure.
You missed out.
I went to a form of college, but not a four-year college for sure.
You know, the way those things work, you just walk onto campus usually. If you look the part, like, nobody cares.
Yep.
You just go to college parties.
I did that when I lived in Seattle. I lived in the University District, which is like five steps from University Row, where you have all the frat houses with all the the Greek letters and all that kind of crap on them. And so the bar that was right next door to my apartment building, I would just go in and start drinking, and then all the college kids would come in.
Nice.
And they'd talk about, okay, let's go back to the frat house for the party now. Mm-hmm. And I would just wander out with them.
Yep.
Right? Because I was about, like, I looked, you know, about college age back right. in the day when, yeah. when I was doing this. And people were just like, hey, come on in, man. And, like, yeah. hand me a beer cup or pay my $5 for yeah. the red cup or whatever. And I would just party with college kids for yes. no reason. Yeah. I didn't even know. It was great.
Nice.
Right. I said, you get to know them.
You know. Anyway, this guy, Matt Maddock, apparently, says, happening right now, three buses just loaded up with illegal invaders at Detroit Metro. Anyone have any idea where they're headed with the police escort? So apparently is that in the photo?
Police escort and everything?
Yeah, I guess you can. Like, now that I know there's a police escort, I guess one of these cars looks like...
I mean, I don't know what the team is comprised with now, yeah, but when I went to Gonzaga, there was mostly white guys on the team.
Hmm.
Like you would be hard pressed to assume that they were illegals.
Huh. Well, it turns out the internet knew exactly who it was and why they had a police escort. It was the Gonzaga men's basketball team getting into Detroit for the NCAA tournament, as confirmed by a local reporter, who replied, just to be clear, this was the Gonzaga basketball team. Photos show Gonzaga getting on an Allegiant plane to Detroit for the Sweet 16, and flight radar shows a plane from GEG to DTW landed at 7:25 p.m. around the time this photo was posted. This is a wild tweet.
So when I was a freshman, the news crew came to, like, interview students.
Yeah.
And they came to our class. It was like, I think it was like a speech class or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, we need a guy to take the opposition point of view on the Gonzaga basketball team. And the whole class looks at me like I'm the guy. Why are you guys looking at me?
Yeah, ask Rich, you rich.
Ask, yeah, yeah.
He loves being devil's advocate.
Right. So I was on the news, local news, as a freshman at Gonzaga, talking smack about the basketball team.
Did you accuse them of being illegal invaders?
No. It didn't cross. But, you know, for the next 4 years, I was like, I was that guy. Oh, you're the guy that doesn't like the basketball team, huh?
The basketball team here in the story even tweeted about the flight. So it's not like they were exactly trying to move in secrecy. And, of course, all these teams, when they fly into a different city or bus in or whatever, they always got to have photos of them walking out, you know, wearing their headphones
and whatever the fancy suit.
Fancy track suit or the new shoes they just bought or were bought for them.
I will say this then as well then, because this is one thing that did stick in my craw at the time. Right, I was watching WWE SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
and the Loco News busted in on SmackDown to show the team arriving back from the airport. I'm like, oh, come on, man. I don't need this. This is why you get me to speak out against the team, because you break in for they go like, oh, so how's the weather down in Arizona? And the guy goes, man, it was hot down there. I'm like, back to you, Bob. And I'm like, God, I'm missing the segments here. Come on.
Yeah. And, of course, the internet was quick to pile on to this representative. Calling Gonzaga illegal invaders just because they come from outside a major conference is pretty aggressive, if you ask me.
You don't belong in the Sweet 16, boy.
Yeah. You ever mistaken a busload of basketball players for illegal invaders? Give us a call. 603-283-6160. The final half hour of Free Talk Live is still to come. Stay tuned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update.
La speranza di partecipare alla sua vittoria sulla morte e di vivere con lui in Dio Padre.
Pope Francis presiding over the Easter Sunday service at the Vatican in Rome. Thousands turning out to pray in Vatican City. To Baltimore, Maryland now, where the first phase of the cleanup is underway. The FBI with a warning to anyone thinking of flying a drone over the wreckage of the collapsed bridge that they will be arrested. Crews are removing tons of metal from the water, the Navy bringing in cranes on barges. Here's Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
Even after that initial lift takes place, there still needs to be an understanding of what forms of adjustments have happened. How has lifting that one piece and to begin the removal process, how does that impact the remainder of the bridge that still sits inside of the bay?
And President Biden expected to visit the site next week. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
An echo every time. There never used to be an echo every time.
Every time.
Echo.
It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is.
If you aren't familiar with us and our program, please visit freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Kahuna.
It is Richie Rich.
We are brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. All right, now that I'm done whispering.
The radio whisper voice?
Yeah, the radio whisper voice. It's really easy to do. You just whisper and let the microphone do the rest of the work. Yeah.
What a technology.
I know. It's all about the compressor behind me, though.
Okay.
That's what's doing it. So, like, when, like, and if I talk really loud, it'll also keep it at a, you know. A
reasonable volume.
At least reasonable to be broadcast. Right?
Okay.
You know, you won't notice much of a dynamic change out of your speakers at home or your headphones, you know, as we do that kind of thing. It's more pronounced in person, of course.
Been yelling for no reason this whole time.
Do you remember the old Saturday Night Live?
You gotta feel my outrage here.
Do you remember the old Saturday Night Live where they'd bring in the guy to help translate for the hearing impaired? And they would just show this little picture-in-picture box of the one guy with one both hands over his mouth going,
and the next thing!
And the next thing we'd like to report,
we'd like to report!
Right? He's basically just yelling at the camera for the hearing impaired.
It's better than faking that you know sign language. Which is a thing.
We're a live call and talk program, so let's go to this caller. I believe this is Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm convinced that was that Sean Diddy, that rapper.
Yep.
I think he really was committing human trafficking. That's what he's accused of.
Okay.
What is your source of information, and what evidence have you seen to lead you to that conclusion?
Well, isn't most of all the rap songs that he sings about are about pimping or something, or the whores or whatever that they always sing about all the time?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean he's a human trafficker.
They did try to do that in court, though. They brought up rap lyrics as like evidence of murder or something. Like, oh, you're always talking about killing people. You must be a murderer.
Are you serious? That's what I'm thinking. You know, people, you talk about it, you think about it, you always, and then you wind up, because you're doing it.
So
you know what I'm talking about, you know?
So we're allowed to make the jump from talking about something to accusing somebody of action?
Like, Tim Lambesis of the band As I Lay Dying, also the founder of, I'm going to call it a pastiche band called Austrian Death Machine. Right, which is a blazing fast heavy metal thing, but it also features impersonations of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
The Terminator.
Yes. And spot on impersonations too. And all of the songs are named after like famous quotes from his movies.
I'll be back.
I'll be back. Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers.
Get in the chopper.
Get to the chopper is one of their most famous ones. Now,
it's not the tumor.
No, it's not a tumor is definitely one of them. What's it? Remember when I promised to kill you last?
Yes.
I lied. That's one of them. I need your clothes, your boots, your motorcycles, and other songs.
Was he 9mm?
Anyway, my reason bringing this up is Tim Lambesis spent time in prison for, allegedly, hiring a contract killer to take out his wife.
Okay.
And murder his wife. Now, none of his lyrics...
Not on a date.
None of his lyrics said anything about any of that. Austrian Death Machine is just comedy. Right.
So this is the opposite situation.
Right. So like if we're going to say that like, oh, I think this guy's guilty because, you know, he wrote some rap lyrics that sound like that's what he's into, then Tim Lambesis must be not guilty because he never wrote any songs with any of that in it.
Okay, well, one of the things that wasn't Jennifer Lopez's girlfriend and her family had to step in to get rid of him. He was that how do you say, aggressive? Like, she could not say goodbye to him. Like, he's like domestic violence guy. She was terrified by him.
That still doesn't make him a human trafficker, even if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know who he stated.
Well, I mean, that's the tendency. If somebody's that controlling and that scary, where her family, I mean, she could not call the police on him. Her family had to get rid of him.
Okay.
I mean,
if that's true, I mean, that's not good, but...
That's evidence of another crime.
Yeah, that's not human trafficking.
No, but it's like a tendency personality profile. That's what I'm saying. And so, I mean, I think they will find evidence on the telephone and his computer. I mean, they went in there with the arm of guys with the guns to... Just to add me FBI warrant or something to get
Oh, like
out
they did to the Free Talk Live studio?
You mean the very studio
we're sitting in right now?
Not like to his house.
It was a coordinated effort, too. Like, they got him in, what was it, his L.A. home, his Miami home.
Now, did they actually get I heard he ran.
I don't know if he was. I think,
or at least was outside of the U.S. or something. Like I heard.
I don't know.
He was not apprehended at the time of the raid.
I think he was in. What I recall reading was that he was in New York at the time they raided his L.A. and Miami mansions.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's been arrested yet or if they haven't.
I thought I read that he like fled somehow, but I don't know that for a fact.
Okay. That's usually symbolic of some guilt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh yeah. You know what? That's a bad flag right there. Why are you running? Why are you running away? That you're trying to cover something. You're trying to hide something.
Well, I mean, if the FBI raids two of your residences, without your knowledge of them, could be a number of reasons that, maybe they found something out in his residences outside of this particular accusation. Again,
inadmissible.
Yeah, again, we're looking for evidence here of whether or not a crime was committed.
I wonder if he's going to put out like a rap song, like Afro Man.
Well, I just want to say, all the celebrities that brought up human trafficking, I think Oprah Winfrey had a show. And I know that Demi Moore helped out, and so was Mira Savino.
If you're concerned about human trafficking, particularly of the pedophilia variety, Oprah Winfrey has been connected to such activities herself.
And Diddy's connected with Oprah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I never saw her show about whatever show she's done, but I know a lot of celebrities have. What was it? Demi Moore's ex-husband? I forgot his name. Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, he was against human trafficking too. So that all helps enough to where this guy's going to get nailed.
That still doesn't tie him to anything.
I'm so
in my opinion.
Glad Sarah doesn't like run things.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't drive things.
I mean, this is like the,
you listen to music that sounds like you might be guilty, so you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Well, what? A lot of the criminals, they got busted because they kept diaries of them, and then they post things on the computer, and it was like I killed somebody, or I buried them under the woods, or they put all these things. They leave clues all over everything that they do, and their diaries when they abuse kids and. So this is like a. I mean, I'm not saying it's always 100% that way, but those are kind of clues.
Yeah, that's still all over the place. I mean, yes, but that I don't think that's the case here.
They keep the master records of all their transactions hidden in a safe in the basement of the lair.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI just has to crack the password.
That's right.
Then everyone's guilty.
But, I'm just happy that we have a raised more awareness towards human trafficking, that's important to me. So whether he's guilty or not, people are paying attention that this is a real crime. And then it turns out that our Governor Richardson, he was guilty of sleeping with these underage girls. I mean, after he passed away,
Sleeping with underage girls after he passed away?
No,
that's really creepy.
He was accused of it. He was accused of it. But now he came out on the court records of one of the documents. They only published it after he passed away that he was there having sex with these girls. You know what I mean? I mean, they're trying to make him look better than what he was.
Pretty explicit about how I'm describing it there, Sarah. I think we get the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. Feel free to call us again. Let's see. We've got some other callers. Do I dare take an unscreened caller?
Do it!
Let's try this unscreened caller. What's your name, please? You're on Free Talk Live.
It's Renee.
Hey, Renee. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jenneret, Louisiana.
All right. What's on your mind? You're on the air right now.
Did he do it?
Yeah, what's on my mind is car issues. I mean, it seemed like they want to make cars more for women. With the traditional women, right? When you open that door to back up to get a good wide look at what's going on, the truck just shuts the hell off. And then I don't know what the hell these people's thinking about the safety of a car if you happen to have your keys on the inside and it's a new truck. What is it, 2019?
Mm-hmm.
The keys are on the side when you close the door, click, 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 click. It locks up on you,
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know.
I didn't
That's
have the money.
News
for,
to me.
I didn't. I,
how is
yeah,
that?
Yeah. How does that connect to women?
Well, I feel like trucks are going in the opposite direction. They keep making them bigger, and I just want a small little pickup.
A man wants that door open for better vision to back up, not to hit something.
You don't use your mirrors?
Real
man uses mirrors, sir.
What do you mean by door open?
Yeah, see, at first I thought he was talking about, like, the gentlemanly thing to open the door for a woman to get in.
That's what I thought.
So that he could back up and get a good look at her backside.
Yeah, right.
You know, while...
That I can understand and appreciate.
But getting back to the locking thing, it's a set of... Somebody told me it's like a safety feature for... anti-theft, but I tell you what, when you log that in there, that's like $60 here, $90 there, and I log my phone in there. I didn't have money for the rest of the week, so
wait, are you talking about if you lock your
back to one of the windows?
Are you talking if you lock your keys?
Yeah.
You lock your keys in the car?
Yeah, well, why do that?
Let me give you a pro tip, because I have experienced this problem since I was in high school.
Dun dun dun! It's dun, a pro dun, tip.
Pro tip.
Pro tip from Richie.
You can't see it on camera, but I have a 2-foot chain attached to my belt loop. Attached to my keys so that I get a little tug if I accidentally leave my keys in the car or in the ignition. And that is because I have locked my keys in the car with the car still running because I was that excited to get out and go do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you more? The thing doesn't have extra light for the metal part of the key. It has only one. I mean, why? Why not two or three? If you'd have an extra metal...
You're talking about the keychain itself?
I messed up the
Go get a good keychain. Yeah. It's like $2 at Walmart, man. You need $2?
They claim the dealer could disengage that. I called the dealer 2 or 3 times. I'm going to stop by and ask, can you, for some money, disengage this program? I don't need it.
Mm. Get an old truck.
I think they can, actually.
Get a square body. That's a manly truck.
They don't want to answer me back.
Yeah. It's you got to go directly to the dealer. Don't call them.
It has no rhyme or reason to do that. I don't see where it works.
Yeah, get an old truck. They still sell them.
Yeah, get an old
F-150.
You're creating problems for yourself, bro.
I saw a rust-free 1978 GMC pickup for sale in New Hampshire for $10,000 or something like that.
Rust-free?
Yeah.
Is it still legal to have these old dinosaurs? I might not be up to
for now it is,
Yeah, for now it is. Yeah.
I will also say, Cash for Clunkers was a conspiracy.
Oh, definitely.
Yep.
And, you know, to get rid of all that old stock of cars they don't control.
Yeah, I mean, you want old cars with no technology, so when the government does eventually shut all the cars down, they can't touch those cars.
No boop-boop. You got to go and turn the key yourself.
Technology?
Yeah.
You got to push the button down yourself.
Old school, no electric windows.
Yeah,
no
we're talking
door
hand
locks.
Crank.
Yeah, hand crank, that bad boy, yep.
Yeah. Can old I say school. Something about that technology?
Sadly, it's here to stay.
I was vehicles. I was with the military, and their trucks is technological, and whatever is whistling and stuff, we was at a training post. They say, just keep on driving it. And when I drive my trash truck, if the programs are different, programs don't talk to each other while they're recalibrating like a cell phone. The whole truck shuts down. Ain't high. If it's a 1950s truck, they keep working. But if the computer
So get yourself a 1950s truck.
Yeah.
No, send that 2019 over to me. I'll take it over here.
You know, sometimes the old school is the best school. That's all I'm going to say.
Anything else, Renee?
And
stop opening your door to back up the truck. Use your mirrors. That's what your mirrors are for. Who does that?
Yeah, but them holes, if it's tight little crack next to the cement.
Yeah, even better reason not to open your door.
Keep the door shut or else you'll take that door right off.
Yeah.
Renee, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate you. That's hilarious.
I can't back up without opening my door, and then I lock my keys in the car.
Man, why don't you just back
up? Why did the manufacturer do this to me?
Speaking of trucks, this from Outkick.com. Just how good are McDonald's fries?
Delicious.
Like, I'm asking, this isn't part of the thing. Like, McDonald's fries got famous because they were fried in beef tallow, right? Now, they've long since not been fried in beef tallow.
Yeah, didn't they do some kind of documentary / expose years ago where they preserved them for, like, I don't know, 6 years, and you could still take it out, and they were, like, just like they were when they put them in the jar or whatever?
That's, okay,
Is that true?
It's, well, they did it, and it's fake.
Okay. Well, there's actually a place where a McDonald's closed, and they took, like, supposedly, the last order of fries and the last burger and put it in a hermetically sealed cube, you know, vacuum, you know, whatever. And it basically looks the same as it did.
Right.
You know, I mean,
because
the
there's environmental conditions required for bacteria or whatever to grow.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And when you hermetically seal it in plastic...
You alter that.
You've changed now, the environment for which that to grow.
As a former,
and of course, it looks the same.
As a former,
there's nothing in there to grow.
Okay, as a former fast food junkie, I have taken any number of French fries from any number of establishments and like dropped them on the ground or in my yard or whatever. They all disappear. Where do they go? Do the critters get them? Do the bugs get them? Do they decompose? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but like they don't. I don't find them. You know, next spring after the thaw of winter, you don't find. Oh, look, there's some fries from last year that I dropped before the first.
If you want it to grow mold, leave it out. Right? Just leave it on the counter. Okay. Right. You want mold, leave it on the counter.
Anyway, so I mention all this because...
spritz it with some water.
According to Outkick.com and a couple other places, this was the first one that I grabbed. Tow truck drivers brawl with police over an order of McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, I can see that.
There aren't many more things more overrated than McDonald's French fries. I have them in the lower half of my top 10 fast food restaurant French fries rankings at best. Oh, this guy's...
Which ones are higher?
Yeah, I don't know. He says, I'll take fries. Oh, here we go. I'll take fries from Burger King, Arby's, Chick-fil-A, Bojangles. I've never been to a Bojangles.
Yep, nope.
And Wendy's, just to name a few, over McDonald's French fries any day. Out of the ones that I've had... only Burger King comes close to McDonald's, and that's only because they changed their formula to more closely emulate McDonald's.
Yeah. I go to Burger King for the onion rings. I go to Jack in the Box for the seasoned curly fries. I go
There's
to
no Jack in the Box out here.
There isn't. I was in Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah, in the South, there's a place called Checkers. And they have pretty damn good fries.
Better than McDonald's?
Yes.
Is Checkers fast food,
though? Yes, they are.
Okay. All right.
Fact, yeah.
Among that group is a percentage, although very likely small, that is willing to fight over an order of McDonald's French fries. A few tow truck drivers in Virginia proved that they were in this elite club this past Thursday night.
Did they start snapping their fingers menacingly before riding? And
You're going to laugh when you hear what this was called.
Okay.
An altercation broke out between tow truck drivers from Aces Towing and staff members at McDonald's in Falmouth, Virginia.
Falmouth.
Yeah. It all started with a man pushing 50, complaining about his French fry order. The situation escalated to an eventful brawl with police officers that resulted in the arrest of several tow truck drivers and visits to the hospital for two of the police officers.
Sorry, what are they going to call this thing? Did you get there?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay.
They call it, well, they'll say it again, but the brawl.
Okay.
Right? They call this a brawl, and you'll find out why in a minute.
All right. I thought it was like, you know, something cool, like the fall brawl.
If you're willing to brawl with police officers over that, what will it take?
The Ronald Rumble.
The Ronald Rumble, that'd be great, yeah. Fast food restaurants are forcing you... No, they're not. Fast food restaurants forcing you to eat cheeseburgers with everything on it? Oh, I see he's asking if you're not willing to brawl over fries, what would it take?
Okay.
He says, I live with a household of people who would do battle over that, but not me. I'm a grown-up. I eat my food with everything that comes on it. Really? You don't... Like, specify, like, if there's something on it you don't want, you're like, can I have it without that? Like,
I rarely do that. I just order what's on the menu, typically.
Yeah.
It's unclear if the fries were cold or if someone forgot to put a stroke-inducing amount of salt on them.
Was there the loomer? Was it missing the loomer?
I don't know. But for whatever reason, 48-year-old Jamie Morris filed a complaint with the staff. When the fry situation was not resolved to his satisfaction, the confrontation escalated. And so this other sub-headline says, five tow truck drivers arrested after brawl with police over McDonald's fry order. The police were called at just about 6:30 p.m. on a Thursday night over reports of an altercation in the McDonald's lobby involving 10 people. Management had asked the upset customer and his Aces Towing co-workers to leave, and they refused. So now I've got a picture in my head of a bunch of people wearing Aces Towing, you know, like shirts, work shirts, and they're all doing the, the snap thing. Yeah. Like, you better fix his fry order. Right? Like,
Here's the real problem. He's 48, right? So he's probably not on Twitter or X.
Probably not. Yeah.
Right. Because several weeks ago, I had a problem with my McDonald's order, and the management staff was less than helpful in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Right. So I just went like, "Hey, Twitter, like, why are you undercooking your burgers, McDonald's? Mm-hmm. Here's a picture of this pink meat."
Yeah.
Right. And then I get a call from McDonald's corporate. Oh, really? The manager's going to take care of it. I'm like, all right. Okay. So I go down and get my refund. Yeah. no problems. And the manager that I spoke to at the restaurant was cool. He had the refund ready to go.
Yeah. I believe they're called McManagers.
Whatever. Yeah. But the manager on duty, not so much, because my complaint at the time was ignored.
Yeah.
And so I escalated. But I didn't escalate by, like, starting a brawl in the restaurant, right? I took down the corporate number and email address and then went on social media.
That's the smart way. You got to leverage it, man.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Well, staff and a customer who stepped in to help them, the McDonald's employees, were going at it with the tow truck drivers when officers arrived on the scene.
Crowbars versus billy clubs.
According to Sheriff's Major Sean Kimmitz, 36-year-old William Morris Jr. was eventually informed that he was under arrest for trespassing. Morris processed the news and took off. He didn't make it very far before he was tackled and handcuffed by a deputy. After Morris was taken to a patrol car, an irate mob of tow truck drivers surrounded the deputy.
Good.
Now,
I'm okay with this.
How many people are in a mob?
I don't know.
Got to be more than 10.
It probably has a legal
definition.
20 or 30.
Like the number that they cited earlier was that there was the highest number was 10 ace tow truck drivers.
Okay.
So I don't know if that qualifies as an irate mob. But anyway, the tow truck drivers did surround the deputy, according to this article. They shouted obscenities before being dispersed with pepper spray. As one of the tow truck drivers was being detained, police say 27-year-old Jamie Raglan grabbed an officer around the neck and threw him onto the ground. He was tasered and handcuffed for his choke slam. Officers from the Fredericksburg Police Department and Virginia State Police were also called to the scene to provide assistance. When all was said and done, 5 tow truck drivers had been arrested, and 2 officers required visits to a local hospital.
So I'm kind of okay with that, right? Like, they got him for trespassing, and then he left the scene.
Yeah.
That should have been the end of it.
Right.
You know, to try to detain him beyond that, they get what they deserve.
We are out of time. Thank you, Kuzuna, for joining us tonight. Thank you, Richie Rich, for participating as usual. Thank you to all of our callers and, of course, you, our listeners, without whom none of this would be possible. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please visit freetalklive.com and find the archives under the Resources tab. Thanks and peace.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Christian life with Christian joy.